Hiya girls, we are Barney and Lukey and we are the hot young visionaries behind Truffle Pig Wigs.
And this is Cliffhangers, the unofficial, unrequested and unhinged RuPaul's Drag Race recap show.
The views and opinions expressed on Cliffhangers are from a couple of women who just love drag and have zero real business judging it. If you are not a fan of red hot acidic critique, turn back now.
I scream, you scream, we all scream because his breath is terrible. It's Barney.
And I'm jealous of her heart because it gets to pump inside her.
Oh,
Lukey, look.
How very romantic.
I know, you know, nay, honey. Very different energies as well. But that's what you love about, isn't it?
We are Le Ying and Ylang, I guess, apparently.
You like.
Coming to a oil near you.
Sure. What have you been up to, Luke's?
Not much.
No.
We need Halloween plans. If anyone knows of anything going on.
Is that what it's got to?
Just yeah, like, shout.
Anyone can hear the reach of our voice.
We need something to do on Friday the 29th.
Yeah, shout out.
We're getting the looks together, but we just ain't got nowhere to go.
Have you got your looks together?
I've ordered a couple of bits.
I've got a couple of bits coming on layaway. I got, have I told you what I'm going as?
I'm not sure. Tell the hands.
I'm going as, I've got a lovely vampire brow prosthetic. I've got lovely...
Sunny flowers, actually.
Piss yellow eye contacts.
Oh, I hate contacts.
Don't you? So yeah, I'm going to go as a hot and ready vampire, but like a disgusting one, not like a... I haven't got any fangs, so not really, but...
Are you going to get front fangs or fang fangs?
No, I'm just going to get two fake nails.
Nice. I am going as some kind of ghoul.
You before your morning coffee.
You know it, honey. Before them Zinfandels kick in. Is that a name of a wine?
Yeah.
So I'm not a wine gal. I thought I just made up a word then. Yeah. I'm going as, like a bald ghoul with kind of like burns on my head. And then I'm going to have just like big hollow eyes, horrible bloody mouth, and then just a really lovely cutesy baby doll party dress, drop earring.
Lovely pilgrim pump.
Yeah,
just
let
really
the girls,
dress it down.
Just get the gals have fun. Yeah, she's a beast, but she wants a party.
True. I'm very excited for it. Me and Luke go very, very hard every Halloween. It's gay Christmas. It's our favourite time of year. And maybe we'll pop up some of the greatest looks that we've ever done. We have done melting and bald many times. Fantastic. But I guess let's talk some drags.
Yes, okie dokie.
Previously on RuPaul's Drag Race UK.
Unfortunately for everyone, Victoria's gone. Everyone is gutted.
Literally.
On the show, outside the show, around the globe. But however, we must push forward.
What we didn't say last week is, you know, we said obviously that she hasn't been given an open invitation to come back. It's because the season 4 hasn't been greenlit by BBC yet.
Oh, Jesus. Gross.
There's nowhere been an announcement that they have actually programmed it. So, I mean...
Why wouldn't they, though?
Because the ratings aren't good enough. I'm not saying that they're not good enough for this, but that could be why. Who knows? Like,
well, maybe it doesn't, because I heard that recently the BBC are like changing things. Like, they're not planning putting programs on that put like Britain in a bad light. So it wouldn't be any like council estate, like sort of like scum on the run. Like they used to love those kind of programs. Yeah. It's all like, just sort of
watchdog.
like Dad's Army and sort of like, good old Blighty. So maybe they think that doesn't fit in with our BBC. But send over to Channel 5, honey. We're rocking the main stage.
Screaming hell. Yeah, I mean, well, that's the thing. They would be fucking stupid not to, because channels will just eat it up.
Mm.
I'm sure Channel 4 would take it over. Anyway, so we haven't actually... And that's why you haven't heard on the grapevine, there's been no applications for season 4. There's been no... which I'm sure it would have been by now, because it feels like fucking ages. It feels like normally when it's on, people are applying for the next one, at least. Or at least sometimes they're filming the next one, aren't they, in America, by the time it's on.
Who can keep up?
Truly. Not I.
So, yes, the remaining gals have to create a camp double runway with one happy camper look and one look made of unconventionable
sure.
camping materiales. Scarlett was the winner. controversially, some might say. Veronica and Vanity battled it out in the lip sync. But as she said, the party's over for Ms. Green.
It was. And it was a sad time to see her go. But I think she needed to go. Sorry, Ronnie. But what that does mean is that after elimination, did you think that Scarlett felt very embarrassed by her win? I felt like that ain't winning shit. She wasn't like, I don't know, she almost seemed like very apologetic for winning.
Oh, well, I think she felt bad because Veronica basically helped her and now Veronica's gone. So
yeah, that's dog shit. It felt bad watching it back and them all sort of saying like, oh, you've just helped everyone so much. It's like, honey, it's dog eat dog out there and you're the dog that got ate.
What did you think about the way Vanity phrased who she thought should have been in the bottom two? She's like, do you know what? I would have loved to see Teresa and River lip sync.
Well, I thought, first of all, keep fucking River's name out your mouth. But I actually really liked it. Yeah, she was sort of like, do you know what I would love to see?
At first I was offended. Yeah. But then it was like, I'd love to see
two
a lip sync.
Great girls just do what they love. When actually she was like, but you could tell she was hot because afterwards she was like, oh, you can go on YouTube if you want to see me lip sync. And she's like, don't come for me. And it got like us kind of bit like, oh, we're kind of faking it. But actually there's some tension.
Here. Well, I noticed that later on as well. Like, I guess because she's such a silly sausage that we feel like Teresa is kind of like a nice gal, but yeah. She will bite back. She's got some venom in those, Spanish
hills.
Pun, get at me. I don't know. In the fangs of the serpent, there be some fire.
Yeah. But River and Teresa in the bottom.
Teresa.
It couldn't be me. Couldn't see it.
They love to throw River in the bottom of these like imagined lip syncs, don't they?
I don't want to comment on it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. There might be a day when she ends up in the bottom, and so help me God. But then we move to, it's a new day in the workroom.
It's a new day in the workroom.
Sorry, spotless impression there.
Just before we move on.
Yeah.
It was really cracking me up. It's, you know, like the sort of cursed drag images that we know and love. Yeah. It was like we were seeing them come to life, and then bit with them, just like three or four of them just in like wig cap, tights and body, just running around, like acting like Humpty Dumpty, like doing jumps and stuff.
One of my favourite things is when it looks like they've like put one doll, the top of one doll on the bottom of the other, and they've like got boy body up top, but like still hip pads or whatever on the bottom, and they're still tucked, and it's just like, looks absolutely fucking mental. They're like Mr. Potato Head. Scarlett's morphing into Macaulay Culkin is getting more and more terrifying. There was like a shot of her in the workroom, and I was just like, she is like if they took Macaulay Culkin in Home Alone and just stretched him out.
I have a question.
Please.
What's up with the air conditioning in that room?
Every single one of them in a winter coat.
Well, no, it was like the right hand side, it's Antarctic. Scarlett's in not one but two fleeces. Pan over to the left, River's in a t-shirt, the left-hand side of the table normal, and then it's like there's like a broken vent in there. BBC, sort out your shit.
But did you notice that by the time Rue entered the workroom, when the special
the gals
guests, they were all in coats, they were all in winter coats. So it's like, pay your fucking electricity bill, it must be absolutely freezing in there. We've already seen from Scarlett's blue hands, like,
well,
why are they in coats inside?
We know how Rue feels about the Tic Tac lunch. Maybe she's doing that thing where, you know, you burn calories and you're slightly shivering constantly. So she's just like helping the gals stay slender.
Look, keeping the skin tight. I just wrote, do not come for River on this day. I'm fucking sick of it. Get River's name out of your mouth, every single last one of them. They love to chat about him, don't
That's
they?
That's just her, pardon the pun, medway. She's just she's a chiller. She's like me. She's just like laid back. She's not a screamer and a shouter. She's like... You don't need to be like...
You're not a screamer and a shouter. Okay, we'll gloss over that comment.
I am the yin and the yang of myself. Je suis le Gemini. She's the twins.
I really like
how... I use that to get away with anything and everything.
Literally everything. It's like when you're having that literal like unhinged conversations with yourself, you're like, I'm just talking to both sides of myself, you know?
Exactly. I can't help how the stars align.
I like how she responded though, that she was like, we haven't really seen any drive from you. And she was just kind of like... It doesn't matter what you see from me, really. Like, I'm not here for you. It's like, yes, thank you.
And can I just say, ding, ding, ding. a mere 6 minutes in and we have our first top and bottom double entendre.
How did it take so long this time?
I know.
Absolutely ridiculous. But did you notice that at this point, it's, you know how like for the first sort of like 3 or 4 episodes, we're like, oh, isn't it lovely? They're just all here. They're all friends, such sisterhood. It's now getting to the point where the judging feels, I think, a bit tempestuous. Like you don't really know what's going to go on. And I think that they're now getting a bit snipey with each other, and that actually you'll see it
Wesley starts, Snipes.
Yeah, it starts to get a bit aggy, don't you think?
I don't know. I'll
I was drunk.
I will carry on watching it with that in mind, but definitely Scarlett's got a lot. Yeah. The mouth in the chair.
But I thought
there.
That thing with like Chiriza and Vanity seemed a bit more like...
bit more prickly bit, than yeah, playful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It just all seems like... I just think there comes a point in the competition when people are like, fuck, it really could be me that goes home. And then people start getting a bit insecure and a bit more sort of jabby, you know, which I don't like.
we really don't like it, Cathy.
Seeing Kitty Scott Claus's joy when she realised that it was the girl group challenge, like, made me so happy. That was, like, literally, like, what I imagine pure, unadulterated joy to look like. I've never felt it myself, but it was just so... And that leads us neatly onto the maxi challenge, which is... It's the motherfucking girl group challenge. How pumped were we last week for the girl group challenge?
So pumped. I feel like this is probably... This and the acting challenge, if I was in it, would be the ones I'd be most excited for. I'm sure this would be your most exciting...
Girl group.
Or maybe the final dance number for you.
Final dance number, but also I'd really like to do Snatch Game. I'd be really scared, but I'd really like to do it. I can't believe how misplaced my excitement was for the girl group challenge. I will try and remain positive and... upbeat, but if I could have told myself last week what this episode would have looked like, probably wouldn't have been so excited. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Were you relieved though at the fact that RuPaul just seemed to go with a plain darkest aubergine suit this week?
Yeah, I feel like all of my letter writing has finally paid off. Like he's
the campaign.
He's finally hearing me. because that was fine, but again, I don't know how many times I can say this, whoever tailors his suits,
we know who it is.
Well, Epstein, Klein, and... Well, no, is it for Britain?
Who knows?
Who knows? Basically, if you can hear me, RuPaul, I need to see you naked. You can cover yourself. Oh. You can cover yourself with a little gaff or whatever. I just need to see the inner workings and constructions of his body, because he has the broadest... In them suits, he has the broadest shoulders ever known to man, but then such tiny arms and legs. And I just need to see how his arms fall out of such broad shoulders. Because when he's in a dress or whatever, the sort of broadness of his body is made to look like breasts.
Mm.
But then when he's in a suit, it's just like, he's got such incredibly broad shoulders.
Maybe we can find his measurements. Maybe in the break, we'll see if we can find his vital statistics.
36, 21, 35.
If you had to choose 3 people to be on your team, who would you choose?
Faye Tozer.
No, not that. Oh...
Sorry, I had to have a sip of my tea there just to get into the zone. I would pick... I think I'd pick Kitty.
Yeah, same.
I think I'd pick Charity. No, actually, because she wasn't very confident in the last dancing challenge, was she? Mm. I think I'd pick Kitty. I think I'd pick Crystal. And I think I'd pick... Maybe Chiriza? No, River.
Yeah, I thought I would choose River, Kitty. Then probably would have... Probably, possibly would have chosen Scarlett if I hadn't seen what then pans
out. I only would have picked people that I would have been like, are you a dancer?
Mm.
Are you a dancer? Because realistically, the singing...
But you know
that
Crystal's not a dancer. She tells us all that. Even though she appears to do very well and does a very good split.
I've seen her perform enough times to know that she might not be great at choreo, but if...
Were they doing pool? She hustling us?
But UK Hun and... Breakup has taught us that it doesn't need choreo. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's more about what they're going to be given on the stage. And I feel like Crystal would... I thought Crystal would be able to give.
I've got a couple more questions for you.
Please.
Are you the kind of guy that gets picked last?
Was that a rhetorical question?
I'm just genuinely asking. No, never.
I don't really know how to answer that in terms of... Even in sports... Even when I was at school in sports, I was still, because I was a dancer, I was still fast.
Mm.
So I didn't get... But also, I don't really remember much in school. Basically, little cast your mind back to Little Faggoty Barney in year 9. We basically, I don't know how this happened, but we were allowed to pick what sports we did. So each term or whatever, they'd be like, right, you can pick from football or rugby. And then with the girls, they'd be like, and like knitting or...
Knitting? Like, that's not a sport.
That was a joke.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what happens in Cambridge for
but
the
do
girls.
You know what I mean? Like, it would literally be like, yeah, you can like the boys, you can do like water polo or rugby. And the girls, it was like trampolining or soft gymnastics. And somehow every single time, I guess because I was like, when I was like at school and stuff, I was working. So that then I would just be like, I really need, I just went and saw the sports people and be like, I need to do gymnastics. That's much more helpful to me for my career. So they just always let me be with the girls.
Cute.
So you can imagine how that went down. yeah. So I actually know. Are you the type of person that gets picked last?
I don't think so. I can't even really remember that, like in what scenario I would be in where I got picked for something. Because I kind of, yeah, wormed my way out of most sports. The only sport I did like was hockey because you could run around and like smash people's legs with your hockey stick.
Ladies and gentlemen, a psychopath. but no, that's not. No. And I wouldn't let it be me.
No.
That's what a stupid response. But no.
And my third question for you is, would you say that you have a big drag energy?
Yeah. Yeah, because I think if you've got a big, first of all, BDE. Gross. Like, it's just, I hate when they like try and do, they're like, oh yeah, we've got some young people in the office. We've heard things on the interwebs. BDE was embarrassing as soon as anyone said it, apart from Rihanna anyway. So like, as soon as it like got into the world of like the Yas Queen Twitter, then it should have been over then. The fact that like 9 years later, RuPaul is like, oh, BDE, big like, but yeah, if you've got big personal energy, which I think you have, then I think you'd have big drag energy.
Oh, big time, big time.
Yeah. Ella's response doesn't really age well, does it? You know, when she's like, come on, hello, I am, of course I'm going to get picked first. It was like, honey.
There's been, so I know they're obviously doing it on purpose, and they, let me tell you, they are playing me like a fiddle.
Aren't they? Pounding you like a drum.
They... of finding so many cringy clips of her just like going off about how sick she is, how sick she's going to be, how this is her challenge. And then just like for them to then show that, well, we'll get to the fire in the studio.
But how many times, when will the girls learneth? Like, I am a professional musician. I would not go in there and be like, I would not go in there and be like, you better pick me first, bitches, because I'm a singer. Like, just don't do it. Like, if you're going to be good in the singing challenge, just be good. Like, don't tell everyone that you're going to be fantastic, because then
you've not seen it before. That's where everyone goes wrong.
But like, why not be a silent assassin? And then like, maybe they don't pick you or whatever. And then you're like, go in and fucking kill it. And they're like, what? Like, incredible. And then whoever it was in the studio with you is going to go back to the judges and be like, they blew me away. It's just going to help. Like, whatever. It's idiotic. How do you feel about Crystal saying that she should have been picked first? Confusing, no?
Well, she's won 2 challenges in
a row. But she's also like, I can't dance and I can't sing.
True. But so, you would have picked her for your team, so.
I would have.
Make it make sense.
But I wouldn't have picked her first. She would have been my last choice out of them.
Sure.
Would you have screwed if you had got that ballad? Because ain't nobody wanting to shoop to a lo-fi girl ballads.
Well, that's what they want you to think, isn't it? But actually, I live in the realm of fromage. I breathe cheese. I live cheese.
As soon as I am
a cheese queen.
As soon as they said, they were like, we're just going to give you cheese. I was like, over in Dalston, Lukey is smiling.
There's someone looking grinning. Out to the middle distance, giving a cheeky half smile, and that is me.
And I thought, some things aren't meant for me, you know, switch off. But what confuses me about this, and what I'm sure you've seen the online reaction of this song, of people being like...
I actually haven't. I've not been on the net.
The Twitterers. On Twitter, people were basically just like, fine for the episode, but you don't go back and listen to Cats, the Rusical. And you're not going to go back and listen to BDE. Do you know what I mean? Like, and considering as well that, was it, didn't the last one get top 4, was it?
Number 4,
yeah. Number 4 in the UK charts, which is fucking insane. And the sales of it were like...
Yeah, that's not even the iTunes charts. That's the actual UK
Yeah, it was number 1 on iTunes charts. Like, the actual, top 40. Like, and I can't remember who it was, but the 3 above them, I think, were like all American artists. So it's like... they have the whole of America backing them. Do you know what I mean? It's like fucking crazy.
But it's a UK chart.
You don't have to be like, yeah, Justin Bieber.
The UK sales. It's not. They don't have all of America's sales backing them.
No, sorry, I don't mean like the sales of the American band. I just mean like you have global. They're a global artist, so it means you'll have a completely different sort of like marketing package. Do you know what I mean? If you've managed to break it in the UK, that means you're a global artist and there is money behind you.
Mm.
Whereas like if you're just a little couple of four little fairies in pumps, then you're probably not going to have that much marketing behind you. I would hate it, honestly. And what I don't get as well is that they make these tracks so that they can pump it in heaven to the girls, you know? They want the girls, a couple of VKs deep, to be doing the choreo and singing along and stuff. They're not going to be playing a ballad anywhere.
No, so, but I guess it's kind of like if they would play Hole again, then they would play this. This is like a GAY bar kind of...
End of the night while you're getting your coat.
Yeah, or sort of like 5 p.m. on a Wednesday, like...
But like that's not going to get you into the UK charts.
No, but I guess they thought the other one would win. But then why would you even risk it for the coin?
Yeah, why not just do both? That's why it was just all confusing. It doesn't have any of the formula that the drag singles need, and that RuPaul always follows himself to make it a successful single. Do you know what I mean?
I guess maybe once they're doing something for the I'm going to say the listeners, for the watchers rather than for their bank.
Maybe, but even the up-tempo one didn't bang.
It was fun enough, though. I would be singing along to it in the clubs. You know me.
Yeah, I do know you.
I thought it was so weird that there was no like direction for the songwriting. Like Ru literally just said, they're each responsible for writing and recording your own solo verse. Like literally it. Like in the past, we've had this is a bitch track or this is like a uplifting love letter to America or whatever.
Yeah.
But in fact, I know last week we said we're going to write a verse, but. Just couldn't.
I literally messaged Luke here being like, please don't make me do this. I hate the song and I just couldn't. But maybe next, maybe let's look for season four. Maybe hopefully there'll be something fantastic there. But this just, I was just really disappointed because I really thought, listen, UK Hun, not on my most played songs in Spotify, but if it comes on at the club, best believe I'm putting my bejeweled handbag down and we are dancing around that bag. Like, it's a fucking banger. It's a timeless classic. The timbre, the NRG, like everything.
Thank you.
And also for even little LC on the ones and twos starting it, four fucking banging verses. Lawrence Chaney is fine. Dunstan to a hail and jet.
Lawrence Chaney is fine.
He is. I mean, obviously you've got Uhura giving you that. And like, obviously Taze, obviously Bimmers. Like, it's a banger.
It is.
And even, what was the first one called?
Break Up.
Yeah, with old DDC giving you the whale shrieks.
Ooh, see what you like. DDC on the mic.
No.
She raps. She's a rapstress.
We're all rapstress, honey. Can we take a moment to shout out Lemon, though?
Yes.
Lemon's rap on Priyanka's new song, it has the gay world in a chokehold that will not let it go. Every time I open TikTok, it's on there. The amount of fucking stories I've had to sit through of gays in their cars miming along to it. Dear God, Lemon, congratulations.
I really didn't care for the vibes of like the two groups. Well, mainly the high tempo Scarlett's group. Like they were coming across like just like so gross, and especially when like the Power Bottoms team were like, they were trying to vibe, like they know they've been given the shit straw, they're trying to get into it, and then for them not to just be really audibly like laughing about it was just like so pathetic.
Honey,
I thought
girls have got wicked games. They were playing
did
the
it
Chris
work
Isaacs.
Though honey
I mean,
nasty things happen to nasty gals, and I guess that's what happens
girls. You nasty. I mean, it's just part of the game, innit? I think you'd be doing the same. I think I'd be doing the same, being like, oh, no, I hate that one. Oh, like, I feel like, I mean, in the end, they won. So who knows, you know?
It really kind of put me off Scarlett's personality. I thought she's not the just sort of bright and bubbly little angel. She's, I don't know.
She's a Gemini, probably, honey.
Probably.
They've got nasty sides to them.
What did you think of the names of the bands, Pick and Mix and the Slice Girls?
Dog shit. They went straight past calling themselves Little Pricks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, and also as well, how long has Scarlett been sitting on the Nolan Fisters?
No, it is good, though.
It is good. She started laughing even before she'd finished.
Yeah. I like the concept of Slice because it's just a really grotty way of calling a vagina.
I mean, let's be real. We don't have a history of fantastic namings of the girl groups.
No.
The King Dolls. What was the other? Oh, the Frock Destroyers. Like, come on, girls. Mm.
My best one in a pinch was Booger Babes.
The Booger Babes? Mm. Who was that?
Sugar Babes.
Oh, you made it up?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I was like, I don't remember that band at all on Drag Race. Yeah, I mean, fine. It was what it was.
Yeah. Excuse me.
What?
Why the fuck has H from Steps just walked into the workroom? I was just sitting and clapping Busy. Like a fucking seal, like that Andre seal in the film with that stupid little girl I fucking hate.
Who's okay, first of all, why such anger towards?
Because I hate that little girl. She's the girl actress in Andre. Look, get it up on your phone. No, I can't.
Is she in anything else apart from Andre?
Probably. I can't stand to look at her. She's more annoying than the Matilda girl, who I know you love.
What? How could she? What sort of fucking loser hates Matilda?
She's such an annoying, smug little girl.
I mean, Matilda is literally supposed to be.
No, she's a good little English girl. She's not this smuggy little American.
Do you hate her in Miracle on 34th Street as well?
Yeah.
You are a nasty girl. Oh, I know who this girl is.
Do you hate her?
No, I literally don't. I don't have unresolved hatred for any kids.
You're lying. You hate Vinnie Wilde, and it's true.
Oh, shout out to my godson, Vinnie Wilde. Love
He's
you.
He's also my godson.
Yeah.
But yeah, loved how they brought in, there was kind of like a long game. They bring in H, and then it's like, Claire and H, maybe you're going to give us a bit of DJ. And then HRH, FTZ. Oh,
all that you need to know is that Faye Tozer Smith follows us on Instagram, and every time she likes and comments on a photo, Fanny Flutterus actually.
And also Lee was there. Unfortunately,
he also appeared.
Lisa Scott Lee, off in Dubai still. She resides over there.
She's probably watching from the Burj Khalifa.
Sure.
Is that in Dubai?
Is that Wiz Khalifa's brother?
Is that in Abu Dhabi?
I don't know.
I'm sure, but it's the tallest building in the world. I just can't believe H in his full gay regalia in that bedazzled harness and kilt. He might as well have been dressed up as a bottle of poppers. the gayest a person can ever look.
I feel like I've read somewhere that like he's when he feels down, he watches Drag Race to make himself feel better, and it makes him want to be a gayer man. So I think that's what this was. Like, I'm a gayer man. I'm wearing a skirt and a sparkle harness.
He's gonna be gay and too close to the sun soon.
Who does that? Who flies?
Icarus.
Dickarus. Yeah, fine.
Faye Tozer in her Benjamin Button era, as always, getting younger and younger with every passing second.
I really missed the platinum on her though.
I missed the. No, I don't.
The locks.
Do you remember as well, there's a video and she has that mental sort of like wet look gel twists as well. Yes. It is all working for me in that era before we knew better. H, I thought, famously Ian Watkins, also famously, just a quick deep dive, I believe it was Yahoo News when the story broke about Ian Watkins from The Lost Prophets, the lead singer, who was obviously now in prison for horrific crimes. They actually put up a photo of H from Steps, whose also real name is Ian Watkins. I believe he got an incredible out-of-court settlement because it was so...
Yeah, we put a photo of him up.
Of Ian... Which one?
They put a photo of
H. Oh, I thought you were like, let's put a photo up on the pod.
No!
I was like, absolutely fucking not. But what I was going to say is H. Ian H, which stands for Hyperactive Watkins... he is a very natural presenter, I thought. Real ease. And I thought, he'd be a great guest judge, no?
I wonder what's happened with M&EK.
Just when we needed him most to pull through and record a fantastic, produce and record an incredible track for us, M&EK, we're looking you right in the eye and asking.
M&EK? More like, where is he, hey? Where are they, hey?
That was
painful. I don't know.
You just really cannot clock at all who is doing well in the recording sessions ever because of all the shady sort of like them putting a beat underneath and like they also fiddle with the pitch and stuff. Like they're literally just like, it's so difficult. And also I could tell more that the way that they spliced the editing of just like, I felt like some of the reactions were like maybe not even for the right people this time.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
So Claire and H were there to direct them on different degrees of artistry. To what level would you say that is what they did?
To what level would you say that H or Claire have different levels of artistry?
Claire has big mouth and crunchy nose. So she's got at least two techniques. And she's got chin as well.
Yeah.
Three of her artistic moves.
Okay. H.
H has got...
an impenetrable forehead for Botox. Is that what I mean? No, his forehead is incredibly smooth.
Sure. I don't think it is impenetrable to Botox. I think it's very porous to Botox.
That's what I meant. Sorry, just an impenetrable... I was going to say to age. Like, just his face is just like a slab of marble, which as a 25-year-old gay man, that really... it really makes messages to me. Mm. I don't think they really did anything, but... maybe they were just setting the stage for how little Faye and Lee do in the rehearsals later.
Oh, I think they did a little bit more than H and Claire.
Okay.
I get so stressed out when people try and fit in so many lyrics, Kitty St. Claus. Like, are you trying to comfort Alicia's job? Like,
it's a UK thing. Scrub up, we bring.
There's only one female MC in the game of note, and it ain't Kitty St. Claus. It was very funny seeing Scarlett doing her proper Cockney bit, seeing she was dressed exactly like Del Boy. If you put a little flat cap on her, they are basically the same.
Yeah. Did it upset you when, even before she opened her mouth, the first thing that Ella said was, "I'm a singing queen"? Honey, why?
It was so, especially why? The second time, so hard to watch.
She looked H and Claire in the eyes and said that.
Mm.
Wow.
Speaking of eyes being a nipples to the face.
Yeah.
I'm so used to all the breastplates in this. At one point, I just was looking at Claire's lovely breastplate and then was like, hang on. That's probably her real skin.
Yeah. Often women do have breasts. Mm. And often peoples. The age old sip of water every single time gets me. The age old sip of water when you've gone out of tune and you'd be like, sorry, can I just get some water? As if they do it like in X Factor and stuff. Ella did it. Like, sung completely out of tune. Just be like, sorry, just have some water. It's like, oh, you're going out of tune because you're dehydrated. Sure, science.
You've got to buy some time before you work out what the fuck you're doing wrong.
It was absolutely mental. I was shocked. I couldn't. I mean, I don't want to go too far into it because it's nasty. But after saying twice in this episode, maybe more, who knows?
Oh, five at least.
About how everyone should be so excited for how good you're going to be because you're a singing queen. For the first time that you open your mouth to sing on Drag Race and it to be so out of tune.
Wait a damn minute.
And to crack. I mean.
The cracks were everywhere.
Yeah. Not the next Nicki. Vanity being like, I'm the next Nicki Minaj. It is not a good time to be name dropping Miss Minaj. Let me tell you that for free.
That's our second Nicki Minaj self-reference in as many episodes.
Listen, we're all Barbs, but we've had to transition very quietly to silent Barbs.
Mm. Is that like an electric fence? An electro fence, if you will.
Yeah. The only Barb that it's safe to be now is Barbs.
Oh, .co.uk. Or the barbed penis of a lion.
Is it a lion that has a barbed dick?
It's got spikes on it, one-way spikes. So when on the way in, it's fine. On the way out, oh, it's murder.
Hear me out.
Mm.
Barbed dick, poison cum. The two-hitter. Imagine. Are we not talking about sexual fantasies?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. Absolutely terrifying. Why would you have a barbed dick? Why would you? Just so you can lock it.
Just so that they can really beat up the vagina because of the female
in the animal. Yeah, I guess. Even in the animal world, women still.
You
have
think
a rough ride.
Mother Nature would be like helping out the honeys a bit more with that?
Maybe she's more of a mother. Do you know
maybe
what I mean?
But still, help out the honeys.
No, what exactly? The H and River moment. I was blinking back tears in my eyes.
I loved how like full circle it was.
Yeah, and just honestly, protect River at all costs. I just care so deeply for them. It was giving me real LGBT feelings.
Mm. LGBT cuties.
Yeah, I just. The way, also as well, like you could tell that it like meant something to H as well. It was just all circular. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's mad to think that like a little 19-year-old would be so into Steps, like they can't remember life without Steps. So people think they're just like some old 90s band. No, they
90s?
Yeah.
Are they 90s?
Yeah.
Well, I would have thought they were 2000s.
Bit of both, honey. Bit of both. Started in the 90s.
They're still going, honey.
Yeah, well, exactly. In fact, it's T-minus 38 days.
Oh my God, tell the girls.
Well, yes, me and my friend Tom, who you might remember from season 2 Cliffhangers, our hairdresser expert.
Yeah, celeb stylist to the stars.
We've got tickets, excuse me, to go and see them in Brighton in November. We're wearing yellow. That's the theme this time.
After a rapturous and highly celebrated on the internet last gig that you went to when you did Deeper Shades of Blue.
Yeah. Very excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited for you. And shout out to Tom. We love him.
Hey, Tom.
And I just love how fearless Chariza is. Like, every single time I say Chariza, I say it completely different. I'm like, Chariza. I just love how fearless she is. Like, she doesn't give a fuck. Like, I feel like she's someone that, like, really knows and understands what she brings to the party. Mm. And so she just gives it.
Yeah.
That sounds like such a bullshit judge thing that they say. You just give it. But there was feeling in me behind that.
Yeah, I could listen to her just rapping en español to me on a loop whilst I did my workout. She is the fuego and the pulsating heart of hip hop, I would say.
Yeah, she is. Do you know what? She is the ivory queen of hip hop.
Indeed. So shall we sashay into the dance rehearsal with Faye and Lee?
Do you think Kitty Scott-Claus has real Cheryl Hull energy, which would make a lot of sense, obviously?
Being gal pals.
Yeah,
I didn't see that at the time.
She's got that, you know, Cheryl Hull's got that. She's like a bouncy little dog.
Like a little Yorkie.
Yeah. She's just got like such sort of like puppy energy. Like she's so like bouncy and light. Mm. And then as soon as Kitty Scott-Claus started pointing and marching over to the side of the stage, I was like, you are Cheryl Hull.
Well, they're probably recycling a lot of the Gals Aloud choreo. I mean, I would.
Yeah. Who do we think... Kitty is in Am I okay? I'm
gonna Sarah. What does that mean for the? What does that mean for Sarah impersonators moving forward?
Oh my God, I didn't think about that. Or maybe a lovely Kimberly. They've both got very gorgeous round faces.
They do.
The soft blurred edges.
Kimberly is the hourglass body queen, though.
So is Kitty. Your move. I love it when someone is like. No, I think we should do this and like monster mashes and then everyone just goes silent and everyone's like...
It's all about charity.
Yeah. It's just such a good moment when just like they have like such conviction in what they're doing and they're like, I love it when this move and everyone's like, we will not be doing that, unfortunately.
What did Kitty mean when she said she's the Lisa Scott Lee of this group? Does that mean that Lisa is the secret head choreographer behind the whole of the steps... Maybe, franchise.
Maybe it's just because Lisa is such a dynamic and exciting performer and she felt like that was the energy that she was bringing. I don't know. All I can remember is her lovely sort of sapphire little bracelets that she had.
Oh, bless.
I was never a Lisa Scott Lee girl. You know this.
We made really good eye contact when I saw them at Top of the Pops and then I thought, I like you.
My heart belongs to Faye Tozer Smith. You know this.
I love all the girls.
You do, don't you? I was just mesmerised by Faye Tozer's use of that shimmery body butter all over her décolletage. Don't tell me you didn't notice.
I was mesmerised by her ice blue eyes, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as they said, "When I we're just going to serve cheese," I was just cracking up. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad Faye was like, this is all cute, but like, do you want to make it funny? Because like, yeah. If you make this cheesy, like Eurovision, just stupid campery, it's going to be exactly what they want. You don't want to make like a serious.
Is that what you would want if you were in a group?
Yeah, like absolutely hammy. Like,
oh, see, that'd be my worst nightmare.
No, I've ever got stuck with the slow one. I wouldn't want to ham up a UK hun or like a fast one. But if you've got a slow one, you have to.
Yeah, I guess something. So. I guess if I was in a group and we'd got the ballad, I'd just be like, we just need to go for it. But it would just be such a fucking waste because you can't really dance. They obviously gave their weird little hand performance, but like you're missing the chance to not only give them vocals, only give them rap, like give them you can also do like full routine basically.
Yeah, but maybe the other people then they can't be offering comedy, so it's kind of like you can either offer comedy or acting skills.
Be offering comedy in your own verse, like
I guess so. We're not in the same way.
I would say Kitty's was the funniest.
I couldn't say she was.
Kitty had the
most spitting too hard on the mic. I could barely hear it.
No, she was spitting straight fire.
What the power bottoms needed really was a stool moment for the key James. Yeah. Or at least if they wouldn't give them stools, they could have all just like crouched down in a lovely group and then all like rised up together. It needed a Westlife
key change moment. It was just a bit all one level for me, which in a ballad is not, is a real kiss of death, I think. But then we head back into the workroom on the day of elimination, and honourable mention to Charity's slutty little Pink Lady illusion.
Yeah, I thought, look at this, Spice Girls gorgeous. Coming in like Rydell High is back for another term.
Yeah, very, very fucking cute for them.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about this very quickly because it's going to... Just a reminder how brutal and horrific life has been for two years. Like, I just... When River was talking about his mum passing and he just said they were in hospital and within 9 days they were dead, like, that just... Like, obviously, I was bursting into tears. I just... It's... When you think about, like, what an impact season two had on the UK and the world because we were in a global pandemic and we were locked down and the joy that it brought, it's like, it's such a like devastating reminder that it's like most were lucky enough to get through the pandemic, but also so many people are still living with the deaths of people from the pandemic. It was just, I don't know, it was just so, so difficult to hear River talk about it.
Especially the bit when she was like, I just felt like I couldn't go on anymore. Like, I get that so much. Mm. I often, maybe every quarter, I have a mild panic attack about like, oh my God, your mum and dad are going to die at some point. And like, I definitely can't manage any like life stuff. Like, don't get too full of yourself, mum, if you're listening to this. But like, I don't know how to...
She giveth and she taketh away.
I don't know how to handle like wills and mortgages and stocks and, you know, like grown-up adult things. Like, I don't know how to do that stuff, so I'll just be fucked.
So basically you'll be upset when your parents die because you won't have a personal assistant anymore.
I don't know how to do the admin, Barney.
It's gonna be me, innit? Barney, I am in mourning. Please, can you go and sort out my dry cleaning?
Yes.
Should we grab ourselves a malted milk and have a break, Luke?
Oh, please. I am gasping for a slash, if that is something you can do. Back in five. Okay, the honeys out there, have we got the 411 to keep you looking fierce, en vogue, and full of mystique?
Just one truffle pig wig will have your haters bewitched, and you deserve a little TLC. So head over to trufflepigwigs.co.uk to feel supreme.
We have a little mix of styles for every queen. Truffle pig wigs, it's your destiny, child.
Please welcome back to the stage, Miss Taint Behaving.
Lovely. And presenting back to the stage, it is Bordeaux's premier drag queen, Miss Philippe Falot.
Very nice. Sure. What world are we in when I'm doing Borat impressions?
Oh my God. The hetero energy in the studio is terrifying. I can taste it. RuPaul dressed as a 75-year-old man, dressed up as a 12-year-old girl. It's given terrifying optics, actually.
It's giving me weird, like, 80s Barbie.
It's giving, like, AliExpress does Gypsy Wedding collab with those chunky plastic crystals.
It wishes. That's like... Like the kind of gems you just like stick on your face when you're like six.
Yes, you're on the Beeb and you've got them plastic crystals. I don't even want to say gemstones. I wouldn't dare. Like, they're just like, you know, them are sort of like thick, like scarab beetle size crystals.
I mean, I'm not mad at a gem / jewel. No. But I just feel like, please don't come out here in stuff that you would read other contestants for wearing.
Yeah, very bizarre. Almost as bizarre as Emma Bunton going, call me Bubbles. What?
Yeah, the only Bubbles I know is Ab Fab, but that's not how she talks.
Call Me Bubbles is what is that program that we hate with Matt Lucas on? Little Britain.
Oh, she's doing
Do you remember the big woman that was in the
Ginger.
Towel? Yeah, that's like Call Me Bubbles, darling. Fine. Everyone does. That was then like in blackface later on.
No, that was David Walliams as being her friend, her like Jamaican friend.
Oh, sure. But yeah, she was, and like the whole joke of her was just that she was really fat. Good one. Classic British comedy from Little Britain there. So yeah, I don't know why she would make that joke, but Emma Bunton, a confusing creature, at least she's not bringing it back to, do you know what? I once did that and I once loved that and I once said that. But then we have our two performances. We're getting straight in there. And first up, we have the Slice Girls. Lukey, tell the girls, what did you think?
Well, for someone who says they're not a performer, Crystal's got a bloody good split at the beginning. And that,
that
jumps.
Is not a performer maketh, honey.
No, but like, it is impressive and people always love it. That was like, especially the end jump is like, I feel like she hovers in the second and then just like, bam.
I don't think she says that she's not a performer. I think that was exactly what she said. I am a performer. She says she can't do choreo.
Sure.
But can we talk about the lackluster lift that they did at the beginning with the 4.5 stone of Crystal? Like when they did that, they had her in crucifix. They're just like, they like barely lifted her off the floor. It's like, that is, you are lifting a tiny child. Like,
they probably just don't want to lose the camera shot on their face. Like, we've got to keep it low, honey. I love Charity's verse about, have I got snot on my face?
It was absolutely fantastic,
and
wasn't it?
Really clever saying, give the crown to Charity.
Yeah. I first of all, didn't clock that until right now, until I was looking at you, looking at me. Which is, yeah, I just thought she had by far the best lyrics of everyone. I liked how much she did in this short amount of time that she had. Very confusing that what they showed of her in the studio. Just like her screaming and shouting and being like, oh, I don't know this is going to... When actually she just had like a really tight rap.
They got us, gal.
Yeah. They got me, gal! But yeah, she was... I loved her. Absolutely thought she was great. The one thing, though, that I really noticed very quickly is the choreo was not impactful at all. Like, you need, look at literally all of them, like, you need a little bit of choreo that the girls in GAY Late can do watching it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it was just like, I can't remember a single move that they did. And even in that other second one, they had their weird...
Kitty gave them a kind thing. Of... like Macarena-y 1, 2, 3, 4 kind of like cross the hands to the shoulders. That was like,
did you memorize it?
I did not know. No. That's where you go. I was watching it back trying to see the moment at which Scarlett lost it, because like, she starts
season
off
one,
all right, but then suddenly at some point she is just gone.
Do you think so? I thought she was like manic from the very, like, even in the first sort of like line or something that she did get right, she was so manic. It was so, I felt nervous as soon as she started.
I felt like that was just like her kind of crazy character that she does.
I don't
want
to see that though.
Well, don't.
Kitty Scott Claus, a tad fast, but very, very good. That's not really her fault. Like, she's like, again,
I mean, it is. She wrote the lyrics. She,
but she's
she
like shoehorning.
Pushed all those words in.
She was exactly the same speed as Charity though. They had the same, the rhythm, the beat.
Well, I think Kitty must have squeezed more words in then, because Charity is, you could...
She's a repstress.
Well, maybe.
Also, did you clock that Kitty Scott Claus went straight into the Ellie Diamond 8 count? As soon as they were like, in the put your hands up section, straight away. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, straight away. When was it decided that this was gay canon? Was it on the gay WhatsApp that they won't let me be a part of?
Clearly.
Like, how does, like, when did, who decided that it was just like, okay, as drag artists, like, this is the move that we're going to do. It's shit. It doesn't look good, but this is it. Like, very strange. But on Kitty Scott Claus, loved it. Real good energy all throughout. And I'm really glad that I feel like they really celebrated her in the later on. Just being like, because she was having so much fun, we had fun.
Mm.
And I thought,
that's the number one rule of everything.
Of life.
I liked Charity's kind of dance all queen, flap your wings kind of move. Yeah, that was very good.
Straight from the shores of Bounty Hall.
It's just such a shame, because Scarlett did bring back the smiles at the end. Like, she managed to pull it back together for the end, but just in the final pose, you can just see her like freaking out. And let me tell you a story about my friend Anita Wynn. She don't listen to the pod, so I can slag her off as much as I like.
Please.
She's my old burlesque partner.
Old. No, it's old.
Former.
I actually meant that you're no longer partners, not that she is older than you.
Yes.
But she is also... Let it be known.
And yeah, like, burlesque is probably the number one top danger sport for things going wrong on stage.
Oh,
stuff can come undone before you want it to. Stuff can not come undone. You can slip on your shit. Your props can fuck up. But just never let them see you sweat. That's rule number one. We've literally had the one and only icon, Amy Winehouse, sat in the front row shouting and screaming during our fucking performance. And it's very distracting and stressful, but you can't let them see. And Anita, on probably 2 to 3 occasions, has shouted fuck or just been like, oh my God, did you see what happened? Like, we are still on stage. I can hear you. They can hear and see you. So relax, chill out. They don't know that that didn't happen. Like, it's mental.
That leads me neatly on to, I don't think people should be on Drag Race until they're ready to be on Drag Race. And I appreciate this, like, a very, very exciting platform to be on. But to me, personally, drag artists are performers. That's like, that's just my personal feeling. Like, if you are a drag performer, you need to be on stage and you need to be able to turn it the fuck out and get an audience screaming. Now, it is performance, not even drag 101, it is performance 101 that when something goes wrong, you don't do that. Mm. And I just, it really switched. It made me do a complete 180 on Scarlett. And I don't want to be too harsh, but just like the
Think of the difference between that and what Kylie Sonique Love did.
Exactly. Just like the fact of that, it is such a show of someone who maybe hasn't gone that wrong on stage before. Let me tell you, when you're a fucking wizened old performer and you have slipped on flat on your face, when your voice has cracked, when you have had to run off stage to be sick, like, you just don't, it becomes muscle memory to not sweat it like that. And I found it really disappointing to see someone on the main stage fuck up. Don't get me wrong, everyone's gonna fuck up at some point, but to fuck up and to just basically ruin their entire performance because they messed up.
Mm.
Like, if you forgot your
words, and then to bring it later to the runway,
just,
and
it
to
really
the...
left a sour taste in my mouth. I just thought that, like, that's not a performer that is ready to be on the stage, I thought.
Should we move on to the Power Bottom Mix?
Yeah, let's. The Pick and Mix Girls.
How funny, now that we actually get to hear Ella's lyrics, that she says in them that she is a singing assassin. Imagine being in that virtual stage booth, hearing her say these words, thinking,
I've heard the song. she spent the whole, I'm going to say, even though Scarlett's performance, that little thing was really, like I said, gave me a 180 flip on her. I was most disappointed with Ella's. It actually, like, shocked me. And it shocked me again, watching it the second time round, because she also, as well, another cardinal sin of, supposedly she's a West End performer, she spent the whole performance looking down. So much. And because she had a big wig on, it was so much more evident, because obviously her sight line was like right down on the floor. But I would say at least 50% of the song she was looking down, which is just very strange. And the actual recording was flat, even after they'd mastered it.
Yeah, it's not like what she was wearing. She had to keep like checking that she wasn't going to fall over or trip or anything. Yeah. Bizarre, no?
Very bizarre. I thought that was disappointing.
I did think, though, as the underdogs, they did well. They made it a lot more entertaining than definitely the other group thought it was going to be. Really notice that when the slow version does last a very long time,
it does, doesn't
it?
When it kicked into that sort of key change, I was like, oh, okay.
And then another chorus. Yeah. Oh, okay.
it did fit the model of what the audience like more, in terms of it had its little moments, you know, that like chest bump and stuff. That's something that the girls will be doing in the club if they ever played it in a club. I don't know if it's played at 4 p.m. in a Wetherspoon somewhere. Like,
well, I remember when RuPaul was like, both of these are available on iTunes. I did a check.
Yeah.
And the Candlelight Mix is almost double the popularity that the Uptempo Mix is.
Like DJ Samu? How do you know the popularity of it?
Because it shows you. Like, it doesn't say how many streams it's had, but it just says popularity and there's a little bar. And yeah, Candlelight Mix was almost at the top and the other one was barely halfway full.
Wow. Chariza's. Absolutely fucking mental.
Bring the fuego.
Whatever she's on, I need it double and I need to bum drop it.
Do you know what gets my goat?
What gets your goat, Luke's?
Splits and tricks in the wrong places for the vibe.
Read the room, sis.
And the funniest thing was, it was such a quick down and up. Like, she was like, did you see that? I don't know. Like, I know I'm not meant to do it, but I'm going to slip it in on the sly in case you notice.
I'm sorry to this man, but it's because she didn't get down into a split. There's about a foot of room. It was a half split, honey.
Maybe there's too much heat coming from that puss and it's just like stopping her get down to the ground.
She can't do a full split, I imagine. It felt a bit desperate, didn't it? It felt weird. It just like...
Who's kind of dropping down into a split in a... What do they call it? A half beat? That feels very derogatory.
I also as well... Like,
mid-tempo.
Vanity Milan can split. River Medway can split. I'm sure Teresa can jump into a split as well. It's like, so it almost felt like something that she did that hadn't been discussed.
Oh yeah, because that's on the little freestyle 8 bars, yeah, isn't it? But it's like they could have just done a silly little canon of splits.
Yeah. Or like all slide into splits at the end.
Yeah.
It was just very strange. And not ballad appropriate.
IMO. Not BA.
Should we move on to the runway?
Yes.
Which is Night of a 1,000 Spisketos, which they are really riding till the wheels fell off that joke.
You don't say it properly, though.
No, I know. It's very strange. What Spice Girls would you have done, Luke? I'm desperate to hear.
First of all, can you rank the Spice Girls in order from favourite to least favourite for me?
Can I do what you would rank?
No, I want to know yours.
I feel like I'd probably do that as well. Well, can you not guess what ones I would do? Because I'm sure ours are exactly the same. First of all, obviously, there's absolutely no denying. Can I just say, it would have been different 10 years ago to it is now, because some of them have really ruined their energy and vibe.
Oh, no, I'm going from like classic.
Okay,
the classic heat of the moment.
Okay. Obviously, there's absolutely no discussion. Number one is Vicky B.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria Beckham, she's transcended the Spice
Sadly
Girls.
Sadly missed this episode.
Sadly missed. Like, but thoughts and prayers. It keeps me so hot and ready for if ever she gives us even... Like, you know when she came back for the Olympics? It was like, because she never, ever does anything, it just was like, fuck, you are the number one best person. And then I would go Mel B.
The reason I got my tongue pierced, yep.
Yeah. Oh, also me too as well. Then I would Jerry, Baby, Sporty.
Mine is exactly the same.
Yeah, I thought ours would be exactly the same. Can you tell me why Sporty is your least choice?
I hate her singing voice.
You do,
and she don't give me no glam.
She don't give you no glam. What? Not even with that gold tooth.
I mean, that's probably my favourite bit on her.
Mm.
They're grown out eyebrow.
It's not even sports luxe as well. Do you know what I mean? It's just literally sports.
There was no such thing as sports luxe in those days. You wore a kappa. You wore a cock sportive, and you dealt with it.
Cock sportive. Oh my god. But obviously, yeah, Vicky B reigns supreme. Can you tell me what Spice Girl look you'd do?
Mine was a toss-up between
the two.
Hang on,
can I ask you quickly before we go, actually? Top three.
Where are we going?
Top three girl bands.
You see, you can't just throw these things on me unprepared because I refuse to answer because I don't want to answer wrong on the pod. So I'd need to get my charts out and look at girl groups throughout the decades, rank them.
Oh my god,
these kind
of course.
Things.
I kind of, okay, from the last, I would go personally. Oh, Mystique.
Mm. We've been having a real Mystique
Destiny's
revival
Child.
In the studio.
Mystique, Destiny's Child, Pointer Sisters.
Okay.
I said what I said.
All right.
Sorry, which Spice Girls? Which Spice Girls look would you do?
This was actually a lot harder than I thought it would be, especially considering the back catalogue of looks you have for Madonna, Gaga, even Michelle Visage. Because I thought there'd be a lot more range, and then when you actually look, not so much. So mine would be split option from a yin yang Gemini personality.
Either
a riff on Jerry Say You'll Be There look, so PVC black halter neck and hot pants with red thigh high shiny boots, big ginger hair, or what Mel B wore to the MTV awards, so basically all green, thigh high boots, hot pants, bra, long coat, and then green thingies, but obviously dragged up. They were my two favourite looks.
Here's my problem with doing the Night of a 1,000 Spice Girls. Both Gaga and... Not only is Madonna the most famous thing about her is that she has been around for 50 years and every single 3 years she does a complete visual and sonic reinvention. So she's literally been...
Metamorphosis.
She's literally been like... goth bitch, she's been cowgirl, she's been like, she's been every single iteration of fashion and style that you can imagine. Gaga is obviously famously thought of as the Madonna 2.0, but both of them are so entrenched within the fashion world. They are muses, they wear couture, they've both been in films, they've both been in period
don't
films
sleep
like...
on Spice World, Barney.
But like their catalogue of like of looks is insane, and it's akin to like and like characters. But the Spice Girls wore a riff on pretty much the same thing, like stretch mini dresses and boots.
Well, yeah, they had their five characters and that's basically what they just were every time.
Yeah, and it was like, none of it was elevated, none of it was, don't get me wrong, obviously a Spice Girls stan, but like none of it was couture. Like it was just sort of like 90s clothes.
Yeah.
So it just seems a very weird choice because there's just not really much range, and kind of why we ended up with this runway of just like very but I would have done, the only thing that I could think of that was even slightly out of the box was I would have done cartoon fairy of Jerry in Viva Forever.
Why Jerry?
Because Jerry looks absolutely fucking mental. She's got like really bright makeup, really bright hair and bright colours. Mm. So I just thought out of all of them, I think she's like the most mental looking and you could go crazy on the wig. I would do sort of like anime style, like fairy makeup, big like illusion eyes. You could have the huge wings. You could pad the body. So it was more sort of like a Bug's Life padding, teeny tiny waist. But yeah, I mean, apart from that, I just wouldn't want to fucking do like, oh, I'm Baby Spice in a pink velour dress. Like, cool. Do you know what I mean? I just thought it was a real WAP category.
WAP?
WAP. Like it's whack. It's WAP.
Wet ass pussy.
No, have you never heard WAP before wet ass pussy?
No.
Yes, yeah, WAP.
I don't know, WAPs. We don't, you're not allowed
yeah,
to use
that
word. Yeah,
well, I would
say WAP. You are not allowed to. That is a hate crime.
Wet ass pussy.
Italphobia at its highest in the workplace.
I would say wet ass pussy, WAP. I'm talking WAP, WAP,
yeah.
WAP. Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. I wouldn't say WAP for wet ass pussy anyway. That's to me has always been like, nah, it's WAP. Have you never heard that?
No, it sounds like someone can't say whack properly or they've heard an American person say it and they've just misheard it.
I don't know where it's from.
Tell them what you used to think vaffanculo was.
I was going to say shout out to who said it wrong, but absolutely not. Not this fucking pod. Vaffanculo. It's vaffanculo. So now I know how to cuss you out in Italian. So
right.
Beware.
Shall we move on to this runway?
Please. First up, we have, Crystal Versace serving Baby Spice 2 becomes 1. What was your thoughts?
I thought it was 2 become 1, but it's actually not.
Famously about underage sex for teenagers.
Yeah, but at least safe.
Yeah.
I loved this. Looks like she looked like a sort of manga character, like a very kind of long-limbed version of like, kind of like if you stretched out the Viva Forever puppet, that was what you would get. 8.5 truffles.
Okay. Sorry, that really took me by mistake.
By mistake.
Very simple and very, right. I think this is going to be the ongoing motif of her looks. Very simple and very clean. Not very exciting, but just like very simple. But
remember, this is a bit different because they're copying pretty simple clothes.
But they're not, first of all, we'll get onto this, but at no point are they like recreate a Spice Girls look.
But that's what we have known Night of mean previously in the past.
No, people have been, I make sure I did a deep fucking dive on this.
Oh, well,
people
where's the receipts then?
I mean, let's talk about the fact that, when we get to Teresa. That is Teresa, as she is taking the idea of what Jerry is, which is a literal Union Jack flag.
Do you want to fucking hush that tone with me? You're getting
I'm livid, because you know
pointed.
What's going to fucking happen with Charity. She took the Union Jack.
Can I just have your answer of Crystal's truffles?
Okay, we'll get onto it. I gave it 7, but I did think, if you clock a picture of the look, she's in a leotard with an unlined coat over the top. It's absolutely fine. I like it. I gave it 7, but it's given me nothing. Next up, we have Charity Case serving you scary. Tell them, Luke.
I want to like this, but there's just too many bits of it that just given me jarring connotations of something I can't quite put my finger on. It's not steampunk, but it's in that family. And I hate to agree with Michelle, but if she was in a room and they were like, what's this category? It wouldn't be Spice Girls for me. It would be kind of like gentleman leopard chap comes over for a spot of tea kind of thing. So I gave it 7 truffles.
Charity's look was innovative. It was creative. It was boundary pushing. Her drag is way too good for this competition. The boring binary, not even binary, but like the boring limited concepts of what Michelle and RuPaul decide is drag is so fucking boring. Literally, Teresa comes on later. That is not a costume that Jerry has ever worn. It is Teresa's idea taking one element
Which Why are you getting angry at me for?
Because I hate it. It's just
be angry at the wall.
Finally, you get someone. Literally every single fucking week, they have created a look that is like thinking outside of the box. That is interesting. It has construction. There were so many different elements to it. They fucking had like prosthetics and face paint that looked incredible. But they're like, oh, do you know what? This person in a stretch fabric dress, great. It's like, what? Like, what? Who? Where? Why is this being decided? There was not, and it's so often in the Madonna runway, in the Gaga runway, people have taken elements of one bit of a costume or one bit of a notion of something that they've worn and created it. Something like Acid Betty, she did not wear that costume. Like,
she literally has the birds flying out of her in the video.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, it's not. It's like an element of the video that they have then created, like their idea of what the costume is. Like, it's not an exact replica of what she wore in the in the video. It's like her, but even with Teresa, like, that is not a Jerry costume, but they're like, great, it's a fucking pride outfit. Like, do you know what I mean? I just it would be fine if every single fucking week they would have not celebrated charity in any way whatsoever. I think
she definitely should have been at the top for last week,
every single week,
but I'm a stickler for the categories.
But also as well, but it's not the categories. I mean, you think it is, but I don't think it is personally. And also, yeah, I gave this 10. I thought it was great. But then also, you did say as well at the time that you were like, I don't actually like the silhouette. Like, it's not so much.
I don't. Yeah, it's like a jacket over a catsuit with a furry top hat, which isn't for me.
Let me cast your mind back to Crystal, who was in a much much simpler version of this.
But I think the coat is much nicer.
A jacket and leggings. But she was celebrated for it, is what I mean. Like, it's like different strokes for different folks, I guess. And next up we have Scarlett Harlott serving Mel B.
I really like this. It's like a cross between a few of her looks, kind of a cross between the MTV one I was talking about and the Two Become One video. I even liked kind of how cheap the green material was, because you know that is what they were fucking made out of back in the day. There's hashed together little looks aligned, for though, videos. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
I gave it an 8.
You gave Scarlett's an 8?
Yeah.
After her bringing that sourpuss energy onto stage?
I'm not talking about that. I'm not doing an energy runway. Energy runway, maybe she'd get a 2.
Maybe that's what we'll do next season. We'll do that. But what about the energy that they're bringing? I just couldn't get past the weird energy that they brought. And I was like, oh my God. So we've had to sit through you ruining the up-tempo for all the other queens. And now you're going to self-sabotage by bringing on that strange. I don't know. I found it was like an extension of how jarring I found her giving in to the performance. And then she's like, oh, half an hour later, I'm still annoyed and I'm going to bring in a weird energy. No.
While you've been saying that, I've just had a thought. I think maybe if Charity's character had a Mel B energy, since we're thinking of energies now, maybe that would have been better. But the energy was kind of like a chap at a tea party with like the top hat and the cane. And I think that is maybe...
Emma Bunton said Mel B would absolutely love this.
I'm sure she would.
So it must have had Mel Benergy.
Mel Benergy.
I gave this a 5.
Well, there you go.
Then we have Elle of a Day serving Mel C.
I wish she didn't have the jacket, and I wish she had had some more of the poppers done up so it looked less like a skirt and more like, oh, I'm actually wearing pop-up jogging bottoms today. I feel like this is probably my favourite runway that she's done so far. I would give this a 6.5 truffles.
Okay, I'm just going to go very quickly because I don't want to be negative.
Saying it faster doesn't stop it being negative.
It feels less negative. She contoured on a beard. We'll put a photo up on the pod. Like, it's absolutely mental. She turned to the side.
Maybe that's just a comment on Melanie Chisholm.
Wow. No, because I've noticed it before that she does under eye, she does like a V of under eye contour, of under eye highlight. And then but then the way that she contours her face just basically looks like a beard. And because she does very like minimal makeup anyway, it's just it's strange. But there was something about this that felt I didn't like, because it felt very sort of like hetero pandering. I didn't like how like she was like, oh, like, I don't know, the optics of
I'm sporty, so I'm a butch man.
Yeah, the optics of it was very jarring to me, because it's like Sporty Spice is, as far as I know, heterosexual, no? Has never come out as pan or
they always
or
tried
lesbian
to say
or,
it, didn't they?
Yeah, like has never So first of all, anyone that hasn't publicly come out, we don't expect public coming out from anyone. So that's bullshit anyway. They're not like an out and proud lesbian. Do you know what I mean? They're not Fortune Femster.
Shout out.
And so then the pandering of, it felt a bit like that they, because they think they're a hot boy, that like doing the sort of like muscle poses and all of that, and then press ups. It's like, that's not, Sporty Spice was breaking down boundaries of like, girls can be sporty. I backflip. I'm athletic. Like,
She backflipped like, and she did like high kicks. She did. Yeah, that's what she did. You can do that if
it
you
wasn't
can.
Dropping down and giving press ups like you're in a sauna trying to like peacock to other gays. Yeah. And I just didn't. And then also the fact that they were like, Alan's getting wet or whatever, like looking at me, it was just like, that's not what this is like. And then it just really turned me off that I was like, you're not serving Sporty Spice, you're like, oh, I'm giving you like muscle gay. And then I was like, Sporty Spice is a woman, and that's never what she served. IMO. So I just really didn't like that. And I had a beard, and also literally cropped
it
off,
had a beard
cropped,
so.
Cropped top and trousers, so I gave it a 4.
Cropped top and trousers, I don't think.
Next up, we have River Medway serving...
Teresa.
Ah! What?
Have I got me in order wrong?
I don't know. Have I got me in order wrong? Yeah, Teresa's last. Next up, we have River Medway serving Jerry. Let me tell you.
Tell us.
River was looking dummy thick. Ah, them pads. The pads were serving Mrs. Incredible.
Yeah.
That teeny tiny waist with them
Madame incroyable.
Them gigantic hips. It really
very ants, actually.
Yeah. It surprised me so much that more people didn't do Jerry.
She's like, the one I thought Jerry and Mel B.
She's like the most theatrical,
the
isn't she? Like, great wig, like, big, bright hair. Mm. Like, you would, that's who I would go to first. The last, I can't believe no one did Vicky B. But
if you look at Vicky B's back catalogue, it's literally a simple strapless dress and a bob. Like.
But my second thought was, what I don't understand is why people, all you have to do is Night of a Thousand Spice Girls. They're forever Spice Girls. So you could do any look that they did solo. So you could have done Jerry as the nun. You could have done fucking Vicky B in the Out of Your Mind video with the wraparound shades and
coat. That's still just like a coat, a crop top and a flat wig. Yeah.
But I mean, when you look at sort of the majority of them, like, do you know what I mean? You've literally just had Ella Verdane, a crop top and poppers.
Like. But at least that was like a more of an iconic, wannabe.
Sure.
I thought, face it gorgeous. I wish that the bits of hair, maybe she had a bit of red with them, so just to make them a bit chunkier rather than these like teeny tiny little strands.
I mean, very 90s though.
Yeah. I love the shape of the wig, love the colour, love the tiara, love that big old butt. Although I wish it was a bit thicker material or lined because I felt like I could see the white panty. The shoes were not correct. That's all I'm going to say.
The creepers, they were not very period adjacent, were they? But I actually
bless the gal, she's got a platform on.
But I actually didn't notice them until
I noticed them immediately.
Did you? Yeah. I didn't notice them at all. So I actually gave this an 8.
I gave this a 7.
Okay. Next up, we have Vanity Milan serving Mel B.
I was a bit disappointed with this.
Were you?
I'm sure it is. Were you? Like, as if you weren't.
I didn't, for this,
the bar is the floor.
Well, I didn't have. Yeah, literally, like, you go low, we go sub zero. Like, I had, like, zero expectation for any of this because I just thought, oh, what, couple of chunky platforms and some stretch dresses.
But at least you can it's easy to do an exaggerated version of Mel B.
One thing,
she's doing Mel B goes to Asda.
One thing I will go to Asda having a leaf through George Asda,
just very humdrum.
Shout out to the greatest drag name ever, Georgia Tazda. One thing I would say though is Vanity Milan, obviously being a black woman, is the only person that could have done like actual accurate hair properly. And I would have loved to see her in a double stack, huge, like blown out hair with huge.
Because, well, that's the thing. She did do it accurate Mel B, but we want to see a drag version.
But that's what I mean. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to see Scarlet Harlot in like an accurate, like black woman's wig. Whereas like, so obviously she did her like, they were saying Dusty Springfield.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
No, me neither. Like, so she obviously, anyone else that did touched on Mel B was doing sort of like a version of it.
Mm.
Whereas obviously Vanity Milan was our only hope to get a real like actual dragged out version of her hair rather than just sort of like shitty curls.
Mm.
But it did, honestly, it did lack a little pizzazz for me.
She says there's many, many rhinestones, but They ain't showing.
They don't pick up on the TV, do they?
That's what they say.
But I do just, there's something insatiably just like, I just love her, Vanity Milan. There's something so so warm about her. I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Well, she comes off quite cold.
Do you?
Yeah.
How weird.
Apart from maybe when they were working together in the group, but before that she seems quite sort of closed off in her interview.
But that's what I like about her. There's just something, she's not giving you, I don't know, she's never given me desperate. I feel like she's her biggest fan and she like, everything that she comes, what I really love is when a queen comes out, it's like we were talking about when she comes back into the thing and she's like, I fucking showed them what I've done. It's like that level of like, it's not like a Jan Sport level of delusion where you're like, I'm going to win this. Like, and the judges have never given me a shred of compliment. Like, she just really fucking backs everything she does and I just really like it. So I gave her 7.
I gave her 6.
And then last up, we have Her Royal Highness Shereza May, 7 Ginger Spice. And this is in no way an attack on my darling Shereza, but...
Here we go.
Jerry wouldn't have worn that. It's not a Jerry costume. It was what Shereza does from the idea, from the very vision of Jerry.
I mean, I don't think it's that far-fetched. It's like, take the Jerry Union Jack dress and turn it into a more of a regal thing. I'm saying she's taken the Jerry Halliwell dress and turned it into like a similar idea, but just like more upmarket regal, like a sort of bodysuit with a cape. Jerry would not have worn what River wore either, I'll tell you that now.
But that is an actual outfit. I've seen that outfit.
Not in that cheap fabric see-through.
It was all cheap fabric, honey. We're in a pandemic.
Well, Shereza's look is probably the nicest.
That is a recreation of a Jerry, apart from the shoes maybe, that is a recreation of a Jerry look. I've seen that look. It's from like an award show or something, a performance. But with Shereza, like, she has taken a silhouette and an outfit that Shereza likes to wear and made it with Union Jack, which is exactly what Jerry did. Even though Charity obviously was a cat and there was much more extended, but she basically did exactly the same thing. But because it was more palatable and more simple, it was celebrated. So
I think if you like squint your eyes, the only difference is that Shereza had a cape. We know that it's not a dress, but if you squint your eyes, all you can see is 4 limbs and a Union Jack and some red hair.
No, she was in a corset.
Yeah, but a corset then, is basically like, the same. If you squint your eyes, a corset is basically the same as a mini dress, isn't it? Something covering the corset. But it's just something covering the torso,
It wasn't 90s. It wasn't... It just has to be one or the other. It has to be that you're like, no, you have to recreate a look, which she didn't do. But don't get me wrong, I loved it. I loved Theresa May. Like, and I thought that she... I imagine she made that and... Well, she, I don't know if she actually makes all her own stuff. But I just loved it on her. I thought it looked great on her. I liked the hair, liked the fringe. But in relation to Charity, it just jarred me a little bit.
Sure.
But I gave it 7.
My favourite bit was the way she very, very stiffly had to whip around that really heavy cape. But then just like the kind of tottering into a stillness for a second.
But a consummate professional. A showgirl. Only a showgirl knows that you have to do that so you don't trip over. Shout out to Pheromone. Let's talk Singer and Minger.
Do you not want to hear my rating for Shereza?
I thought you already had, sorry.
No. I gave her an 8.5.
Oh, so very high. Mm. Okay. Singer and Minger, let's talk Singer.
Before I do, wasn't it just nice seeing all of them lined up together, like all this ragtag bunch of different Spice Girls, kind of like all the different timelines coming together?
No.
You didn't like it?
No. No, I'm joking. It was... Did you think there was one look where you were like, yes?
Yeah, Scarlett's.
What? You really?
No, sorry, I get them two fucking blonde bitches Crystals. Confused. Yeah, Crystal.
Sure. I was literally about to pass out then. I was like, them fucking teeny tiny space buttons.
Mm-hmm. Bigger knobs.
You thought that was, yeah, like you really liked it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She looked like a little sort of manga character and just, I love the sort of head to toe baby blue.
Okay. So let's talk Zinger and Minger. What was your Zinger?
I think when I did Zinger and Minger, I was doing it only from the dancing number. What's it called? BDE.
Okay, cool.
But actually, I would reset it. I guess Teresa's got both of my favourite wigs. I did it from the dance number. That was like the only wig I liked.
Yeah.
And I suppose I like her Jerry wig as well.
I actually couldn't find one that I liked, so I did Michelle's hair with the rings. I really I liked that. I like a bit of hardware in me. Me sit-ups. And the Minger.
Only because I'm disappointed, because I know she can do better. River's like wishy-washy pink wavy bob thing, I really didn't think it supported her in the way I would like it to.
Mine had to be Scarlet Space Buns. Just like, there was a close-up on it and they're just so small, and then they had really badly like weird tied like sort of like shoelace around them. And I just thought, no, come to us next time.
No, please fucking don't. We hate it. Getting those cages on is a crazy feat. You have got to get wire, and then we've been using like plastic cups as stencils to try and like mold the shape to it correctly.
We went through a phase where people would order space buns a lot, and then in the end we just in the end we just took them off the website because it was just there's been quite often someone will email or message us being like, hey, like I really want this, but I've seen it, it's got taken off the website. It's like, honey, once it goes off the website, she doth not come back. You do not know her name. And then we head into the critique. Can I ask RuPaul saying to, so obviously the not the Slice Girls unfortunately are in the bottom, meaning that Pick a Mix win, but RuPaul comes out saying that Charity had naughty lyrics and it felt a bit like, sorry, what naughty lyrics? Because
there was like literally one, I think maybe she said bottom in it, but you use that joke every week, you cannot say that's naughty. Yeah. I thought hers were probably the ones that made the most sense and
told you the most about the drag artist. Yeah, it was very, very strange. And I felt like, oh, do they want to get rid of Charity? I don't know. I just hate it. But they said, I'm not getting Spice Girls, but Mel B would love it. So let's just leave it at that. Mel B would love it.
Would you think about the merit or value of a badge if four people win one at once?
I wish they'd pick one winner.
Same. I think it devalues the badges.
Yeah, I just don't really get it.
Question. Has there ever been a time when Emma Baby Spice Bunton could jump into a split?
Wow.
I feel like if she could, we would have seen it.
I would like to see the receipts for this. I can't imagine her.
I tell you.
Athletic life.
The days of me architecting a whole building, I tell you. If only I could go back to that.
The days of me architecting. I need to know why Scarlet Harlot, when they did the close-up on her, why she had like a sort of ash blonde.
Yes, that's what my next point was going to be.
With a dark brown wig and so such a pale face. She had no colour on her eye. The contour was really light. She was talking about like my big man head or whatever. It's like, put some drag makeup on, honey. You feel a lot better.
Yeah, I was shocked by how pale the eyebrows were.
Yeah, and just especially because the skin's so pale. It's like, wouldn't you? I guess maybe she's so pale that like a dark brow looks mental.
But if you've got a dark wig, at least meet it halfway somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, Dita Von Teese would like to have a word, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, I wasn't really feeling that. And the close-up on them little space buns as well.
Meow, meow.
Yeah, but then I guess we can head into Untucked, where the girls really really coming for each other's necks. Can I be real with you?
Oh, go
it's
on.
All you asked for. I don't think anyone did well, really. I just think that because of the car crash of Scarlet, and the fact that I feel like if it had been, if you'd be giving me Read You, Read You, Wrote You, is that what it's called? Read You, Wrote You.
Read You, Read You, Wrote You.
If you were giving me that, and then one of the verses was Scarlet, they might have been able to pull through. But it's just like the other, for me, all of the best performances was Crystal, Charity, and Kitty. So it's like,
but I feel like for a group challenge, the other group was a lot more together.
But that's what I mean. Like, if Scarlet had been good, they would have been, it would have been four good performances.
But before that bit, like, they were kind of off on the routine. Some of the, like, arms going out weren't
sure
to the beat. The choreo, I feel like the other team at least was all in time all the time.
Yeah, but they weren't good. Like, it wasn't like it was like that they're a real standout great.
I enjoyed it for them having the shit song. I feel like it was the best they could have done, really.
But that's what I'm saying. It wasn't like a performance that you were like, that really will go down in there.
But it was, they were always going to be like prepared to do shit because that's why they made this song.
I just think it was the best of a bad bunch, you know? Did you not think it was really sad, Teresa being like, can I just ask, do you girls not think I'm competition? I couldn't work out whether she was like, I am hurt, like, is this what you think? Or whether she'd just be like, with like a glint in her eye, like, sorry, can I just ask? Like, what, you don't think I'm competition? Yet here I am.
Yeah, I found it a bit uncomfortable because I didn't really think it was that deep or that much meaning behind
Someone's got to be picked last.
Yeah. Not me.
But, no, of course. Don't be me, but I feel like maybe it's, you are picked first if the people that are picking think that you're going to have merit. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Like, Kitty Scott Claus in two girl bands, get her.
And what's then, the other one? Oh, Girls Aloud and Spice Gals, I guess. Is it a double gal?
Oh, yeah, of course, because she's Emma Bunton. But I don't feel like I've ever seen that around town.
No, Spice and then Girls. Would that be with Just May?
No, I don't think she knows Just May, does she?
I don't know.
They are the premier Spice Girls. well, they did that little Spotify thing, didn't they? When, I mean, I'm sorry, I don't want to hot up... Just better? Sure. Much better.
Just better.
Just, what's...
Bag of chips.
Bag of chips. I don't want to hot up Bag of Chips on the pod, but they let Bag of Chips be Jerry.
In
when
a literal
Just
£1 pound shop Jerry outfit.
Yeah, when Just Mate is the premier Jerry Halliwell impersonator in the UK.
Globally.
Yeah, she said it.
Galactically. So it's
just like, absolutely insane, yeah. But I'm going to... Scarlett gives me real, like, homeschooled energy. Like, she like, sort of, like, lacks, like, social... I don't know. It's like she doesn't know how to, like, speak to people properly.
Yeah, she doesn't know how to kind of sugarcoat or, like, assess if a situation doesn't quite demand this.
It's like she grew up
being allergic to sunlight. Are you assessing her? Have you placed her on the spectrum?
No. I try not to do that.
Good.
Personally, I don't really feel that's my place. But she just feels, yeah, she feels like she sort of, like, grew up in a little bubble.
Just her and the Isle of Dogs bouncing around.
No one's going to laugh harder at their own jokes than... She often can't even finish the joke before she is, like, crying with laughter, which you got to respect. And then I guess we head into the lip sync, which is the good gals, Scarlett, against my angel baby Charity.
Well, I've got stuff to say about deliberation.
Well, deliberate then.
All right. First of all, if Michelle is Shady Spice, what spice would you be?
Chunky Spice. No, I'm joking. I would be, you tell me and then I'll think. Who you would be.
I'd be Doobie Spice.
Doobie? Yeah, you would, wouldn't you? So would I be Mushy Spice?
Maybe.
Katie Spice. No, I don't know. I'd kind of want to be like...
Theatre Spice.
Oh, fuck you.
MT Spice.
No, I'd be like sort of like... would I be Smoky Spice?
70s Spice.
Gucci Spice. I mean, we're just saying words now. It's very boring for the pod. But she's Shady Spice. What a horrible thing. Everything that you've wrapped up of your entire personality is just like throwing shade.
Well, I mean, that's what she has been contractually obliged to be the
I
role
think she's
in this.
Contractually obliged to do anything.
Well, in this arena, she is the bitchy judge.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
That's not actually how I see her at all. I don't think of her as the bitchy judge. I just think of her as like she's just uninformed.
But she says the things that like RuPaul wouldn't say because he's RuPaul.
The Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, if you will.
Sure.
And New Canada is out, I believe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I saw some entrance looks, but I tried to keep my eyes away because I...
Maybe we'll watch after this.
Yeah, cute.
And also, I hate to agree with Michelle, I believe for a second time, but she was right about saying, why didn't you put some silver on that blue?
As soon as she said it, I hate it.
Because if we ignore the fact that really the girls should have worn a lot, the others should have worn a lot more blue to
fit in
with her. I think only Crystal did really blue makeup. Kitty had the teeny tiniest hairband. I don't think, who was the first? I don't think, what's her chops? Forgets her lines. Scarlett. I don't think she had any blue on her. But anyway, yes, like when Michelle was like, why didn't you put silver on? It's like, actually, that's a fucking good point. Not only are you the best seamstress in the competition, but there's walls of fabric, there's glitter, there's paint, there's your diamante jewellery, like you said. That is correct.
It's to be fair, you would hope that the girl group challenge would be based on how well they perform. Like the actual outfits is like...
But that's part of the challenge. You said you've got to write lyrics and then come together in a cohesive girl group. Yeah.
Now, I'm looking at the rest of the band. that should have been like, because also as well, just because three of you have got the same colour. Okay, so we don't all have the same colour. Next move.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't let them all be dressed all in a completely different colour and then me being the other colour.
And to be honest, I think I didn't mind the blue because that had Diamante. I thought the most thing that made her stand out was the black hair when everyone else is blonde.
And also as well, just like, they weren't cohesive looks at all. Even like, forget about the blue. Like, Kitty Scott Claus had like a nude illusion bodysuit with like a white feather dress on, and just like, they didn't seem like they even came from the same school of costume. So like, I don't think any of it really matched. But like you said, I would have said to the rest of the group, like, I don't have anything. Well, it's tough because I actually really agree with you about the Michelle thing. As soon as she was like, you could have sprayed it, you could have done this, I was like, you could have done all of that, actually.
Really, really could have.
And you could have literally just, like, taken some silver fabric. Maybe they didn't have any silver fabric. I would hope that Charity...
They'd be white, though.
But that's not... They're not wearing white. Only Kitty's wearing white. So it's like, if Kitty... Mm. So...
But at least then two of them be wearing white.
Yeah.
Rather than one.
But it's just, like, it's just, again, annoying because it's like, okay, so Scarlet is in a literal AliExpress, like £20 leotard.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, that's not a great outfit. And Kitty's like, none of them are great outfits. And again, like, Charity's was the most interesting. Mm. Charity had an interesting wig on. Charity had like contacts. She was doing like a completely different face for what they would normally do. And the outfit, I imagine they made. One thing that I'm terrified to say, but I feel might be happening, is that maybe they've brought a lot of looks that they've done before.
Excuse me.
Not
ready on the sound effects.
I just get the feeling. That's what I felt maybe on second watch with the Mel B look, that they've done that like fucking sick look before.
Mm.
And that they were like, that would work.
Oh, Spice Girls, Mel B. Yeah.
Yeah, that they were like, oh, that would work well. So I wonder whether there's just been a couple of, because look, like, we've just been through a pandemic. Not everyone has.
You look.
I'm looking.
Okay.
Not everyone has. Can be making, has the time, has the funds or whatever. So maybe there is a bit of that. Who knows? But yeah, when she said spray it, I was like, ugh. Then I was thinking of all the ways that she could have.
Yeah,
thinking of all the ways that she could have made it silver. And I was like, if anyone could have done it.
Yeah, it would have been you. Now, do you want to take a lovely handheld stroll with me to discuss the lip sync?
I would love to.
Oh my God.
Charity ate it the fuck up. She put her whole pussy into that one. All puns intended.
Yeah, I love Who Do You Think You Are. It's my joint favourite Spice Girls song, To Become One.
That is such a rogue choice because I would have always thought that the rumbling rhythms of the rumba from Spice Up Your Life would have got you.
I mean, it's a banger, don't get me wrong, but Who Do You Think You Are is just pure disco classic.
Yeah.
And To Become One is just dreamy, gorgeous.
Love
the gals in the coats in Times Square.
You know what my favourite is though, don't you?
Say you'll be there.
I don't know what it just—it just does something to me, honey. Mm. It's that it's got a nostalgic feel. Vicky B's fantastic in it.
Very Karen managerial hair in that.
Yeah, it's just a banger, and I love, like I said, the Europe disco feel of not Europe. Oh, my kind of Euro disco feel of Spice Up Your Life. But also the Latin flavour. You know me.
Yeah, I thought straight away Charity is giving the exact energy that we need. Like, you can't just be playing it flat A because your whole expressions are muted. So you need to be giving us more than everything. But like,
every single line, she was taking advantage of every single like the story of it, the narrative, everything.
Well, because that's what the girls do.
Yeah.
The girls, like, you have like your little eight words to say in your bit, and you've got to make your bit memorable so people sing along with it. And yeah, you've got to be, everything has got to be like punched out. And I thought she did very, very good.
Can I say, Scarlett was just giving me the energy that I felt that I saw. She was giving me drunk girls singing along to their friends on the dance floor.
Not even drunk. I think she was too reserved for drunk. Like, or maybe sort of just like, you know, go on, you go and show us the routine and you have to do it in front of everyone.
And I need to open up the floor now. So open up the floor with me. Open up your hearts, buttholes and floors. Because there's a massive fucking difference, I'm sure I've said this before, between singing along and lip syncing.
Mm.
And she sings along. And unfortunately, I hate to say it, you know, I was really caping for Scarlett at the beginning. This really shifted my...
The goat been got.
Yeah. Sure. Just shifted my views on her. And I thought that we have seen her perform live. She's a live singer. And I just thought that, she wasn't
She was performing live to Spice Girls when we saw her.
She
as
was,
well.
Wasn't she?
Was it live, actually? I don't know.
Yeah, she sung. She okay. sang. She just wasn't lip syncing. It was like she was kind of not, it was like she could have been singing along to anything, and she was like giving, she was mouthing the words, and it was like she was singing along, and I'm like, there's no sense of story, there's no sense of like
performance,
there's no sense of engagement with an audience. It's like the audience, the sphere in which she's performing to is just like, there's no focus, it's out here, she's looking down, she's looking up, like I didn't feel any connection whatsoever. And it's like, yeah, it just gave me that sort of like drunk girl in a bar.
And the whole bit about the tissue, like, fine if you want to take it out and dab yourself for 1 second, but what you did with your little bit was let charity take the whole runway for the whole like middle eight breakdown, and you just stood there. And also, I'm gonna need to see a little green thong over those tights, m'lady.
Yes, please, you are the Emma Bunton of this room. I can't believe that she was like, this skirt is a bit short for me. It's like, what? Girl power.
Oh, that was about charity. Charity's yeah, I know, but just arsehole like... was hanging out of the skirt though.
So
she was a bit sustained, it was a bit short.
But weren't the Spice Girls known for short skirts? Wasn't that?
I don't think whole asshole out on the stage.
The assholes were in full bloom.
Let me tell you.
I think it's an important thing to say now that we were denied a Tace and a Horror double save from that fantastic lip sync, yet we get one for this.
Well, at first I was very surprised because I was like, this is clearly a charity win. But then I remembered, no. Victoria's gone, so they need to make these numbers match up again. So, of course, they're going to do a double save.
No, bring one of the old girls back.
They can't do that.
Why not?
Just because, look at them.
I just didn't like it. And it's tough because I don't really want to see Scarlett go home because I'm sure she's going to have a really fantastic revamp after this. And
I need to know who she's doing in Snatch. We've got at least another week till that, because next week it's the marketing challenge, aka the detox trash can, aka the vaginal yeast.
Leanne is so gorgeous,
giving us that Shea Coulee, big curly half pony.
She's so beautiful.
Oh, I wonder what they're going to get antsy about. Well, probably literally nothing, because they always do that to us.
Yeah. Like with the girl group challenge, they're like, this has never been done before. It's like, what a shit girl group song.
Well, that has never been done before, the option to choose.
Yeah, I know, but it was...
Yeah, it wasn't enough.
Let's talk Rose and Thorn, Lukes.
I found Rose and Thorn quite hard to get this week.
Okay.
My Rose is... because, obviously, Steps being on the show is they weren't used to their full prowess.
100%.
So half Steps and half just the underdogs... winning, because I really didn't like that nasty attitude from the other team.
It was a very LG attitude, to be honest. Rose, I love when they facilitate when people get to meet their idols. It's like so...
Like Cheryl.
Yeah, it's just so mental. And how cute for both of them as well, because they're like obviously Bezzies. Mm-hmm. Like the fact that like Cheryl was like, I have given my life to being in girl groups. I'm in a Girls Aloud tribute band. I'm named after you. And she would probably never get to meet her otherwise.
And Cheryl, one word, Cheryl gave her a very, very nonchalant response. I thought even Emma was a little bit flat. You could have been...
You don't know how much they got, like,
true.
To talk to them.
And you can't just gush forever.
Yeah. But again, like, it's just when you have them moments when someone's like, fuck, like, you don't even know what this means to me. Like when they had Gaga on, do you know what I mean? It's like, you've literally, like, saved my life. And even with River as well, just like River being like, I can't believe H is standing in front of me saying that when you've been such a light in my life. I just thought that that's like, oh, don't it make all the catty little arguments worth it? I really love when they do that. Let's talk Thorn.
Well, I just pulled one out of my shoe and my
foot.
Great,
fantastic.
Just the showbiz of Scarlett's reaction. It was just so awkward. Mm. Actually, maybe just awkwardness en général, because there was also Ella Veride's... Ella Veday. Oh! Sorry, shout out Ella Veride. Ella Veday's the confidence versus the performance. Kind of thing. There's a lot of awkwardness. That was me, Thorn.
Mine was...
But I do love the Thorks. Thorks? That's thorn and awkwardness together.
The thorkies. The double save just felt so unjustified to me, and it felt too overproduced. And I just hate when, like, when you think about, like, that we were literally, like, smashing glasses and, like, ripping, like, trees from their roots.
I would never do that. I love Mother Earth.
When a horror wasn't saved, and we're like, that is justified of a double save. And just all the moments when you're like, that should have been a double save, and then when they do double save, it's like, oh, that's for production.
Yeah, it's embarrassing. I think it was actually off the heat of that we went and looked through, like, who has been double saves, and like some of them is so like, oh my god, yes, I'll never forget that performance. And other ones is like,
Tatty and Alyssa, we're talking Evie and Brooklyn Heights, them. But yeah, but then sometimes,
and then they, like, just throw in these like political or sort of like administrative silky ones.
Do you remember when oh yeah like The fact that RuPaul took time out of his day to go meh rather than send one of them home.
Yeah.
Like, okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, it just, I don't like it when it feels too produced. Oh, really hitting this mic, aren't I? Anyway, next week I am excited for, because I love Leanne. Love Leanne, and we haven't lost a girl. So we're gonna have even more juice and drama.
Even more juice and drama.
Right, lovely. Right, well, I'll see you next week then, I guess.
Yes, I guess I will see you next week. We won't do any week's work, and see you back here.
Bye.
Bye.